Listening Test 3. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between two students about buying a used car. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Notice that an example has been done for you. This time only, the conversation relating to the example will be played first.
Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Eleanor, please?
This is Eleanor speaking.
Hi. My name is Jan. I'm calling about the car that was advertised on the notice board in the Student Union building. Is it still for sale?
Yes, it is.
Your ad says it's a 1985 Celica, in good condition.
The car is a 1985 model, so you write 1985 beside year. Now, let's begin. Answer the questions as you listen. You will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Eleanor, please?
This is Eleanor speaking.
Hi. My name is Jan. I'm calling about the car that was advertised on the notice board in the Student Union building. Is it still for sale?
Yes, it is.
Your ad says it's a 1985 Celica, in good condition.
It's old, but it has been well looked after. My family has had the car for 10 years. I'm just the third owner and my mother had it before me. So we know its history. We've got all the receipts and records. It's had regular maintenance and the brakes were done last year. It runs really well, but looks its age.
Why are you selling it, by the way?
Well, I'm going overseas next month to study. I'll be away for at least 2 years, so I have to sell it. Unfortunately, it's been a good car.
You want $1,500, is that right?
I was asking $2,000, but since I need to sell it quickly, I've reduced the price. Would you like to come and take it for a drive? I don't live far from the university.
Yes, I'd like to have a look. What time would suit you?
Any time this evening is fine.
Well, I finish classes at 6 o'clock. How about straight after that? Say 6:30?
Great. I'll give you directions. When you leave the main gate of the university, turn left on South Road and keep going until you get to the Grand Cinema. Take the first right. That's Princess Street. I'm at number 88 on the right.
So it's 80 Princess Street.
No, it's 88 Princess Street and the suburb is Parkwood. You'll see the car parked in front. It's the red one with the for sale sign on it.
Okay, thanks Eleanor. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Later that day, at the university, Jan meets up with her friend Sam and tells him about the car.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Jan. What's happening?
I'm glad I ran into you. I've decided I have to get a car.
You're going to buy a car? Do you really need one? I'd probably still be driving, except that my car broke down last year. Instead of getting another one, I just moved closer to the university and went back to riding a bike. Better for the environment, better for my health, and I save a lot of money.
Did it really cost that much?
Well, when you think of registration, insurance, rising petrol costs, parking plus maintenance and repairs, it adds up.
I know it's going to be expensive, but I really need my own transportation. It takes half an hour by bus each way to university as it is. But now I'm working at night in the city. There's no way I want to hang around waiting for a bus late at night, then walk 3 blocks home alone.
Hey, I think you've got a point there. So what kind of car are you looking at?
It's an 85 Celica, same kind as I used to have. The owner's asking $1,500.
That's pretty old. How many kilometres has it done?
You know, I forgot to ask. I'll have to check tonight when I go to see it. Would you be able to come with me to have a look? At about 6:30?
Sure, I'll come. But I don't know a lot about cars. I do know one thing, though. I wouldn't buy an old car without having a mechanic look at it first.
That's a good idea. But won't it cost a lot?
Not really. You can get a check done through the Automobile Association for $80, and it comes with a report on the condition of the car. It can save you a lot of money in the long run.
I'll keep that in mind. So we have to get to Parkwood at 6:30. Do you want to take the bus? It goes straight down South Road every 15 minutes. Or maybe we could walk. I don't think it's that far.
Actually, I could borrow my roommate's motorbike for an hour or so. He's working all evening in the library.
Do you think he'd mind?
No way. He owes me a favour or two.
Okay, great. See you at 6, outside the student centre.
That is the end of section 1. You have half a minute to check your answers.